reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, the son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet, and put his garments back on, and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of
the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, this Thursday, our sacred Triduum has begun. It was just 2 days ago, on Tuesday, that one of my students came to see me. His name is Brian. He's an excellent student, top grades. He's also a graduating senior. We have less than a month to go. 3 weeks or so to go till the semester ends, and then he graduates and moves on with life. So he came to me and said, "I just wanted to let you know that I'm not going to be attending your class anymore this semester." Why not? And he said, "I just got back from the doctor. And he said, I have a brain tumor. And he said, I need surgery, and I need it as soon as possible. So I'm packing up my things and heading out to get this dreadful thing taken care of." The next day, yesterday, another student in the class and a good friend of Brian's came to see me. Two of them were working on a final project together, a big project. And he was concerned about, well, how is he going to complete it now without his partner? And I told him, well, go worried about that. We'll figure something out. And he gave me the updates. He said Brian had already left on his way to the place where the surgery was going to be. And I asked him to please keep me updated as to what's happening. He knows, and he said he would. And then he just sat there for a while, not saying anything. And I felt like, you know, did he have something more that he wanted to say? So after a minute or so, I said, is there anything else you want to talk about? And he looked at me, and he started to cry. You see, it's not supposed to happen this way. This is not the way things are supposed to go. A great student, finishing up last semester, a short time left, and the world was his oyster. His life, his career lay before him. Whatever job, whatever graduate school was his for the taking. And then, all of a sudden, everything got turned upside down. It's just not supposed to go like that. I wonder what the mood was like among the disciples on that Last Supper. Now, Jesus had prepared them for what was to come, and every indication is they didn't want to accept it. As a matter of fact, he rebuked them for saying, no, we will not let such things happen to you. Over and over again, he told them how it was necessary for him to suffer, to be handed over, to die. But no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to go that way. They were with him from the beginning. They saw the miracles. They saw the lame walk. They saw the blind see. They saw the deaf hear. They saw him calm the raging sea. They saw him feed 5,000 people from a few meager loaves of bread. They even saw him call somebody back from the grave. No, this was the one they placed their hope and trust in. They gave that profession of faith. We have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. And now, Jesus tells them that his hour has come. I can't help but wonder how many of those disciples went off to the quiet room and cried. It's not supposed to end this way. This is not the way it's supposed to go. He's not supposed to wash our feet. We should be washing his feet. This is all upside down and backwards. Welcome, my friends, to the seminary. Welcome to the upper room. We are in that room now. Tonight, time and eternity meet on this altar, as they do in every celebration of the Eucharist. Where are we tonight in our journey? Are we still in the cenacle, still in the upper room, wondering why life sometimes goes the way it has? Perhaps we've left that upper room, and now we're in the Garden of Gethsemane. Or maybe we've already begun our journey to Calvary. How many times do we look at life's circumstances, things that have happened in our life, and say, it's not supposed to go this way? This is not the way it was supposed to turn out. It wasn't part of my plan. And sometimes all you feel like doing is crying.
And Jesus knew. Jesus knew better than anyone what those times are like, because he was there himself. Whatever pain we experience, he's experienced. Whatever suffering we go through, he's gone through. When we look at the deepest, darkest part of our inner self, what do we find but him waiting there for us, saying, I know. I know. I understand. Jesus knew better than anyone that what it would take to get us through those difficult times would be our faith. Our faith. And so he leaves us with a gift tonight that serves as the source and the summit of that faith. The Eucharist. The source and the summit. Where our journey begins and where our journey brings us to. As he said to the woman of Samaria at the well, if only you knew, if only you knew the gift from God. How many times have we taken this gift for granted? How many times have we mindlessly received our Lord in Holy Communion without giving it a second thought? How many times we say we want to be having a close personal relationship with our Lord? How much closer, how much personal can one get than to consume him? To make him part of you and you part of him. The gift of the Eucharist instituted tonight. The sacrifice of Holy Thursday and Good Friday present on this altar. Tonight, at the end of this liturgy, we will go in solemn procession with our Lord to the altar of repose in the chapel. And we will remain there in silent prayer and silent adoration. Take a few moments. Thank him for this great, undeserved gift of himself that he gives us. And make it your firm resolution. Never, but never, to take this gift for granted.